Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobell's show on demand, also on the iHeart app, which is magical. We are going to start by telling you about tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is going to be bigger than today's show. Not that you should skip today's, but tomorrow, we are going on the road for the first time in a long time. And we are going to be at the Honda Center in Anaheim. You are going to sign a petition to get a referendum on the ballot that will fix Prop 47. Massive rewrite, revision. It's tomorrow, February 22nd, Honda Center in Anaheim. We'll be collecting signatures from 1 until 4. Actually, they'll be collecting from 1 until 6. We'll be on the air from 1 until 4. We will have petitions for you to sign no matter what Southern California county you're from. LA County, Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego, Ventura. You don't have to live in Orange County to sign the petition. Any one of those at least 6 counties that I know of, you can come in and sign anyway. Only one little trick here. To access Honda Center, we're going to be in Lot 4. You have to enter from Ball Road. So figure out how to enter from Ball Road, and you will see us. And we're going to do the show. Todd Spitzer, the Orange County DA, has helped us organize this show, and he's going to be on with us later today, and he's also going to be there tomorrow. So Todd Spitzer, Orange County DA, will be on, and many others as well, and maybe you, because I want to wander around and talk to as many of you as possible. And you could talk about how George Gascon co-wrote Prop 47 and how it ruined things in your town, in your neighborhood. Here are the quick rundown of the fixes. And again, we'll get into detail tomorrow. But number one, it'll start criminalizing theft again, retail theft. Third time you get caught, that's a felony. You can go to prison. It's also going to criminalize again drug use, drug sales, drug possession. Third time they catch you, fourth time they catch you, prison. Or you go to treatment, see? You don't have to go to jail. You could go to treatment, which is the way the law used to be. It's nothing radical, nothing unusual. Up till 2014, that's how he dealt with drug crimes. And these are crimes. Stealing stuff is a crime. has been a crime since the beginning of civilization. Doing these kinds of drugs has always been a crime here in California. And now the drugs now are far worse than 10 years ago. The meth and the fentanyl, holy mackerel. All right, so those are the two provisions. Oh, there's a third. It's about fentanyl. And this goes after fentanyl traffickers. This will make the penalties much more severe. You sell fentanyl, second time, you're given a warning. No, first time you're given a warning. Second time, if your fentanyl kills somebody, you'll be charged with murder. And that concept's already on the books with drunk driving. Often people who are convicted of drunk driving are warned by a judge, this happens again and you kill somebody, you're going to prison. So we have to embrace jail, prison, sentencing, convicting, arresting. That's what we need to go back to. That's what we had up until 2014. And then that disastrous Prop 47 followed, actually is in the midst of a number of disastrous bills. But this is the start, okay? You have to come out for this. You have to sign the petition. We could get this on the ballot in November. It polls very well. It polls over 70%. The fentanyl provision polls over 90%, okay? So this is this, and we got to get enough signatures so the people who mess with the signature counts will be overwhelmed. They need 546,000 verified signatures. We want to get like over 800,000 or more, as many as possible, because they do screw with the signatures. I am convinced they screwed with the Gascon second recall. Absolutely convinced of that. But that was dirty. That was filthy. But they got away with it because they control things and we don't. So you got to come out to the Honda Center tomorrow. They're going to collect the signatures from 1 until 6, and we'll be on there from 1 until 4. You have to enter from Ball Road. This isn't hard. By the way, you drive up, they give you a clipboard, you sign, and then you keep going. All right? You don't have to spend the day there. You can if you want, but you don't have to. So most of our audience works. Well, I mean, a lot of our audience works. Few people work. So I understand if you have to do a hit and run of sorts. Now, I want to tell you about 1:30. We're going to replay a conversation I had with Bill Malusian from Fox News yesterday. If you watch Fox News, you've probably seen Bill. He's been out at the border for over 3 years. I mean, it's been quite a beat he's on. And mostly he's been reporting from Texas, often from Eagle Pass, Texas, where they were getting 4,000 people a day just at that entry point. But Greg Abbott, no matter how much he was maligned by lying activists, lying politicians, lying media people, has effectively shut down the border in Texas. Because now at Eagle Pass, for example, they're only getting 40 people a day. They were getting 4,000. And you know what he did? They built walls made of cargo containers. Fences made of razor wire. They got the Texas National Guard. The Texas State Police. I don't know what they call it there. And they kicked out the federal government, which sued. And they won a partial case, but they still haven't confronted Abbott. He actually stared down the federal government, and they have backed off. Because he was right. He didn't care about all the stupid progressive criticism. He didn't give a crap about what the media said. He didn't care if they misreported it, exaggerated it, lied about it. He just did it anyway because he knew it would work. You put up walls, and it works. Hey, they're doing it. They're doing it in Egypt right now to contain the Gaza refugees. They're building an enclosure because as some of the Gazans try to escape the continued Israeli bombing, the Egyptians don't want them running around Egyptian cities. So they've created an enclosure in the desert. And they got high walls to keep them contained. The walls work. Poland put up fencing on its border to keep out Syrians and other Middle Easterners when those refugees started streaming into Europe. You have every right to say, no, we don't, we're not taking care of people who are not our own. It's absolutely right and legitimate, and you build walls for that, and they work. And Trump was right on that. Biden was wrong, intentionally wrong. This was a planned disaster. In fact, what did I read? I heard this morning. You know how many illegal aliens has come over the border under Biden? 7.3 million. 7.3 million. Okay? I don't remember anybody running on that. I don't remember the public getting to vote on that. And by the way, nobody wants it. Biden's approval rating on the border is down to 26%.
Not a joke.
Even Democrats don't want this. Maybe other illegal aliens are approving it. I'm sure they're in the poll. But Republicans, Democrats, independents, normal people don't want. Do you know the significance of that 7 million number? That is more than the total population of 36 separate states.
Come on, man.
In 36 states, their natural population is 7.3 million or less. So it's a huge amount. They've gone into the cities, and there's all kinds of chaos. And these Democrat mayors are bent over squealing, demanding more tax money. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about Eric Adams. Because Eric Adams announced that they were giving away $10,000 per illegal alien, and you don't have to provide any proof of that. It's just a total giveaway. Now he's backing down just a tiny bit because he's getting blasted so hard. New York City taxpayers, not a right wing crowd. New York City taxpayers screaming bloody murder about this. So we will get into all that, and then we will have. Well, Bill Malugin, his report that he, well, a conversation we had yesterday of what he's seeing at the border. I mean, well, wait till 1:30 and he'll go through the details.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Today, I'm going to be reminding you constantly that our show is going to be at the Honda Center in Anaheim tomorrow from 1 until 4. And from 1 until 6, you can sign petitions to fix Prop 47. So you come tomorrow and take you enter from Ball Road. And more details to come as the show goes on. Bill Malugin from Fox News. We're going to replay the conversation we had with him yesterday. He's in Jacumba, California, which is about an hour to the east of San Diego. And that's where the drug cartels have sent a lot of the migrants. And the Chinese people came over, people from Kazakhs, Kyrgyzstan. What do you call Kyrgyzstan people? Kyrgyz. I don't know what you call them. People from Africa, all over the place, by the thousands, over a mountain. Just, you got to hear this report coming up. Now, as I said, Biden has allowed over 7 million people into the country, which is a larger population, illegal aliens, okay? Not legal immigrants, illegal aliens, 7.3 million. That's larger than the population of 36 individual states. And Eric Adams has gotten hundreds of thousands of these illegal aliens. And boy, I tell you, this progressive crowd is really stupid, really irresponsible, and really abusive to the taxpayer. His plan would give migrants $10,000 each in taxpayer money. You'd get a refillable debit card. And there's no ID check, no restrictions, no fraud control. I'm not making this up. This is really, you could walk up and claim you're an illegal alien. They give you $10,000 in a debit card. Show me an ID. Oh, I don't have one. What's your name? I don't know. By the way, they can spend it on whatever they want. They drugs, booze, hookers, go to the track, whatever they want. No fraud control. No fraud control. This is after, like, California, we blew tens of billions of dollars giving out all that unemployment money during the lockdown, right? Oh, my God. So, predictably, even in New York, they couldn't stomach this. So he's backing down, but only a little bit. He's going to, by the way, where are they getting the money from? You're probably saying, you know where they're getting the money from? They're slashing their police budget, their fire budget, their schools budget. Seriously, their sanitation budget, street services, all the major departments that we pay taxes for, right? The few things that we all agree on we need to pay taxes for, those are getting the cuts. So he got so much criticism that he's decided to cut the $12 billion migrant aid budget. He's willing to cut it by a billion. Spend $11 billion instead of $12 billion. That was his big concession to all the criticism. And maybe delay the cuts to all the other departments. New York taxpayers had to pay an extra $12.5 billion on illegal aliens in 2023. And maybe by 2025, it'll be down to $10.5 billion because of Eric Adams' cuts. $12.5 billion. And it's going to be another 12-plus billion this year. And then maybe $10.5 billion in 2025. Well, what's 12.5 plus 12.5 plus 10.5? That's $35.5 billion in 3 years on illegal aliens in New York City. $35 billion that doesn't go to the schools, the police, the fire, street services, sanitation, and everything else that you have city government for. I'm just astounded. And then they have photos here showing the migrants standing in line, carrying their baggage, loitering around. By the way, eight of the migrants were so happy with Eric Adams' offer that, remember, they beat two New York Police Department officers to a pulp on a city sidewalk. I guess they wanted more money. Wasn't enough for them. And you know, one of the things that they're spending money on? Well, they want people to buy their own food because they were supplying food at the hotels, but the illegal aliens didn't like the food. Now, I'm not making this up. They put them in hotels. So you got a free hotel room for coming here. And here's three meals a day. And you know what the illegal alien said? No, food's no good. They had contracted with a food supplier. Up to 5,000 meals a day is getting thrown out. $7 million in New York City taxpayer money in the garbage. They did a contract with a company called DocGo. It was a no-bid contract. Yeah. An emergency contract. So DocGo got millions and millions of dollars, but $7 million worth of food went into the garbage can. Some of the food was inedible, expired, or rotten. Oh, and get this. Other food doesn't meet the illegal aliens' dietary needs. I guess if somebody's a vegan.
Well, yeah, you need to have something for them. Or else we would starve.
You wouldn't make a good migrant.
I wouldn't. I'd complain a lot.
You, they'd deport. You'd be the only one out of the 7 million.
Probably.
It's like, why don't you go back to where you came from?
Well, just because I want food that I can eat.
It's free food.
Yeah, I know. But if I don't eat it, then it doesn't matter if it's free or costly.
I mean, it's astonishing. I've been reading these stories over and over again and thinking that maybe I've got some, like, maybe I've had an aneurysm. Maybe I'm hallucinating here and it doesn't really say what it says in these stories. But no, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not making this up. So in the next 3 years, they're spending $35 billion in New York City. And again, nobody voted for this. Nobody campaigned on this. Nobody wants this. But, hey, you know, the bozos in New York City, they're probably going to vote for Biden all over again. Immigration is the top issue. I was looking at a Harvard-Harris poll today, and immigration is the number one issue in this country. 35%, just ahead of the economy and inflation at 32%. And that's what they consider the most serious issue. And that's a big number. And normally immigration is nowhere near that. But you know what happened? This is, again, to the genius of Greg Abbott, the Texas governor. He put those people on buses, sent them to the cities, and the whole world, the whole country learned what was going on. See, when it's just contained to Southern California and Texas and Arizona, most of the country doesn't know, doesn't care, doesn't see it. You send hundreds of thousands, millions of illegals to every other state in the union, every other big city. Now we all know. To demonstrate what's going on, there's no better person to talk to than Bill Malusian. And he has been at the border for years now for Fox News. He's a great reporter. They just recently moved him from several years in Texas to Jacumba, California, which is about an hour east of San Diego. And we had him on yesterday at about 3:30, and he told us what he's been seeing over the past couple of days. It was such a compelling report. We got to play it again because you probably didn't get to hear it. All right. That's coming up next on the John Cobalt Show.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Around from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. We are now going to speak with Bill Malusian. Bill Malusian is the Fox News reporter, been stationed primarily at the Texas Mexico border for most of the last 3 years, and he was moved to California. And we'll find out why that is and what he saw yesterday, because I heard some of his coverage driving in, the audio coverage, and there was a stream of new visitors, new migrants coming in over a mountain south of San Diego. And let's get Bill on now, because we don't have a lot of time. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, John. Glad to be with you, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand that Texas has much less of a flow these days of illegal migrants.
Yeah, funny how that works. A couple months ago, the state started putting up all sorts of razor wire, shipping containers. They kicked the federal government out of certain areas, wouldn't let Border Patrol in, searched the area with Highway Patrol, and they essentially sealed the border off in certain parts, specifically Eagle Pass, which was seeing 3,000 to 4,000 illegal crossings a day in December. It was the worst part of the border. Suddenly, with that enforcement, they're lucky if they're seeing 30 to 40 a day in that same area. Illegal crossings in Texas have completely fallen off a cliff in recent weeks. The large majority of illegal crossings, more than 70%, now taking place in California and in Arizona. Two blue states with two blue governors who are both doing absolutely nothing to secure their southern borders. And the results speak for themselves. You mentioned we had a lot of visitors coming in yesterday. That is the understatement of the year. We're down here in Hakumba, which is about an hour east of San Diego. It's part of Border Patrol San Diego sector. And John, we are getting inundated with people from all over the world crossing illegally here, mostly Chinese. We're getting hundreds of Chinese every single day. Yesterday, I met guys from Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. They climbed down a mountain in front of us. We've had guys from Syria. We had guys from Georgia today. They're literally coming in from all over the planet while the Biden administration is focusing on, quote unquote, root causes in the Northern Triangle, three countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. John, I haven't met a single person from those three countries down here in the San Diego sector. Not one person.
And that's where Kamala Harris was looking for root causes some years ago, I remember. That the whole policy was aimed at those three countries. That's not where the action is these days.
Apparently she's still looking for those solutions because the idea has been let's throw millions of dollars at those countries and try to help prop them up so people don't want to leave. That didn't work, and it's also not working for more than 160 other countries around the world that are now showing up at our doorstep. Just to put these numbers in perspective for you, John, since October 1st, like the last four and a half months, just in San Diego sector, there have been more than 20,000 Chinese nationals apprehended. In all of fiscal year 2021, there were only 450 Chinese apprehended. So we are up over 4,000% when it comes to Chinese nationals. And we don't know why. We honestly do not know why they're showing up in such huge numbers.
And they're climbing up over a mountain from the Mexican side to the U.S. side. Can you describe what you saw or what you're seeing now still?
Honestly, it was one of the craziest things I've seen in the last 3 years of border coverage. Me and my producer, Lexi, we were sitting in our car in Hakumba. And in front of us is we're right on the U.S.-Mexico border. And in front of us is this huge mountain, very steep. And we saw some guys come like running down. And we thought, well, is there a hiking trail or, you know, what's the deal there? And we quickly realized they were illegal immigrants, and I'm thinking, where are these guys coming from? So I scan up higher on the mountain, and then I had an oblique moment when I looked up, and in the crevice of the mountain, there's a long ant trail of illegal immigrants from top to bottom of the mountain just scaling down it. They had climbed over it on the Mexican side and were walking down it on the U.S. side into a camp where there were already a bunch of Chinese illegal immigrants who then pulled out their iPhones and started recording them and were stunned at what they were seeing. It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed.
And then what happens? They end up on flat ground here in Hakumba. Do we have Border Patrol there, or is this they just take off and disappear?
There were two Border Patrol agents there. They kind of corralled them all. They brought them into the camp where the rest of the Chinese were. One woman fell down and broke her arm. There was an NGO, a nonprofit, that showed up, started handing them all sandwiches, beanies, waters, that sort of a thing. Then Border Patrol kind of corralled them and started transporting some of them away. They took some of them away on buses, but there are still some people left in that camp today. But a very large majority of the people who are processed by Border Patrol are released. Very few are deported. It's actually not even possible to deport some of the Chinese because the Chinese got, we don't have a repatriation agreement with China. So they won't even take some of their citizens back, and they consider them damaged goods once they come to the United States anyway. So these Chinese, a lot of them are here to stay. And when we get, like the other day, we had three men from Syria show up. That's what's called a special interest country because of terrorist concerns.
Yeah.
They get additional vet. We can't deport those guys. Even if the government wanted to, what are they supposed to do? Call up Bashar al-Assad and drop them off at Damascus Airport? They can't do that. So a lot of these countries that are showing up that are from all over the place, they're never going to leave the United States, John.
And China's not a special interest country?
They are considered a special interest country, not because of the terror concerns like you get from like an Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Syria, that sort of a thing, but because it's kind of similar to Turkey. They're kind of like adversaries of the United States, which is kind of weird because Turkey is in NATO. But yes, China is considered a special interest country.
And it seems like if you have that many people coming from countries that we have bad relations with, you'd have government officials, FBI agents, all kinds of Homeland Security agents coming in to see who these people are, because there could be quite a few up to no good.
Well, that's what should be happening, but I don't understand how they would ever be able to start vetting all these people with the sheer numbers that are coming in. It takes a long time and a lot of agents to vet 1 to 5 people. When you have 20,000 from one country coming in the last few months, it's ridiculous. And John, just think about it, how different the politics of the California border are versus Texas. And you don't need me to explain this to you, but out here in San Diego, there's no razor wire. There's no National Guard. There's no shipping containers. There's no highway patrol. Gavin Newsom's doing nothing to stop this. As a matter of fact, California is a sanctuary state. They go even further. They started offering illegal immigrants taxpayer-funded health care this year. It's a completely different approach to Texas. So Texas illegal crossings are plummeting because they're sealing it off. Well, the door's open here in California, and it's a pretty welcoming place if I'm a migrant.
So the smuggling cartels are organizing this here, coming out of Mexico at the border, but people in China or Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, they're finding out about this online and learning where they have to pay the money and how they have to make the travel arrangements to get from Kazakhstan all the way to the San Diego area.
It's all over TikTok. All these human smugglers have all these different guides for different nationalities on TikTok. So specifically the Chinese, where we are here in Hukumba, there's a step-by-step guide on TikTok directing them where they have to go, where there's a gap in the wall, which cartel to talk to, how much they have to pay. And by the way, most of the Chinese down here pay between $20,000 and $40,000 U.S. dollars to cross the border. The cartels consider them, quote-unquote, exotic clients, and that's why they're happy to move them. They are making bank right now by moving all these Chinese nationals across our southern border. So, and they're not walking in from, like, South America, John. You often hear about the Darien Gap and all these people walking through jungles. That is not what's happening here. These people are coming in very nice clothing, not a speck of mud on their shoes, in brand name clothing. These are not poor or destitute people. They have paid a lot of money to get here, and they're flying in sometimes to Tijuana, Baja California, and they are just walking across the border. It's that simple.
Bill, I know you have to go. Thank you very much for taking time to come on with us. That just a stunning report.
Thank you, John.
The whole thing is overwhelming. All right, Bill Malugin, Fox News, reporting from the border, Hukumba, about an hour east of San Diego. And you heard it. It's shocking what's going on.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Several things. First of all, Moistline. 877-MOIST-86. We have vacancies. It's Wednesday already. Friday's 2 days away. So you've got something to say. Just heard that Malugin report. Maybe that'll inspire you. 877-MOIST-86. Secondly, tomorrow, we're on the road. First time in a while. Honda Center, Anaheim, at from 1 to 4. And we're going to be having you sign petitions on a referendum that will fix Prop 47. Big changes, good changes to Prop 47. You can drive through and sign it between 1 and 6. We're on the air from 1 to 4. We'll have petitions for all the counties in Southern California, Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, Riverside, Ventura, and San Diego County. The thing you need to know is you must access the Honda Center from Ball Road. That's the only entrance that you can use because they're having construction going on. on the Honda Center property. So access from Ball Road will be there from 1 to 4. And just quickly, what this does, big revision of Prop 47. Third time you're caught for theft, retail theft, you can go to prison. Third time you're arrested for drug possession, drug selling, all that stuff, you can also go to jail or you go to treatment. And then finally, if you're selling fentanyl, there'll be stiffer penalties there. And after a warning, if you sell fentanyl and you kill somebody, you get murder charges. All right. So this has huge support. All we need to do is get it on the ballot. It'll pass in November. And the era of Gascon's Prop 47 will be over. And hopefully Gascon himself will be over as well. But that's for another time. All right. This is there's rebellion happening all over the place against all the stupid progressive laws and philosophies. In New York City, there is a guy accused of murder. And he's been found in Arizona where he's suspected in two stabbings. His name is Ra'ad Amansun. You got this? He's suspected of murder in New York. He ends up in Maricopa County, Phoenix, suspected of two stabbings. They think he killed a woman who was found dead in a New York hotel room earlier this month. He's also suspected of other crimes in other states. Now, normally, since he's facing a murder charge in New York, the local DA in Arizona would have him extradited to New York, right? They have a more serious charge. But in this case, the Maricopa County attorney, Rachel Mitchell, says she will not do that. Basically, she doesn't trust the DA, Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg believes in no jail for anybody. No prosecution, except for Donald Trump. We have a clip of Rachel Mitchell. Listen to this.
I know there's been discussion about New York wanting to extradite this individual. And I'm sure this is not aimed at the New York Police Department at all. I know they did a hard job and they did a good job, but we will not be agreeing to extradition. I've instructed my extradition attorneys not to agree to that. We're going to keep him here. These are mandatory prison sentences. And having observed the treatment of violent criminals in the New York area, by the Manhattan DA there, Alvin Bragg, I think it's safer to keep him here and keep him in custody so that he cannot be out doing this to individuals either in our state or county or anywhere in the United States.
They don't trust Bragg because, you know, Bragg often has no bail or low bail. And so Rachel Mitchell is afraid that this Al-Mansouri character will be let go on bail. And maybe he comes back to Arizona and stabs more people. Right now they have him, so they want to try him, prosecute him, and put him in jail. And then when he's done with his Arizona prison sentences, then maybe they'll think about sending him to New York. Of course, Alvin Bragg and everybody else in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is outraged. Alvin Bragg called it a slap in the face to New York law enforcement agencies. Like, no, it's not. It's a slap in the face to you, Alvin Bragg. You're a fat face. You're the one letting criminals run loose without bail. Good Lord. This is what you want in a prosecutor. You don't want this Gascon. You don't want this Alvin Bragg philosophy. Pamela Price up in Oakland, and she's going to be facing a recall. Tessa Bodine in San Francisco, he actually got recalled. This era's got to go. Nobody wants to live like this. Democrats, Republicans, independents, blacks, whites, Hispanics, nobody wants to live like this. It's a stupid, it's anarchy is what it is. It's not progressivism. This is not progress to have murderers and people who stab you. Well, one of the stabbings happened at a fast food restaurant. Like you go to a fast food restaurant, you're hungry. You're not supposed to get stabbed by some crazy guy. So screw Alvin Bragg, screw Gascon, and this is what you need. You need courageous people. It is really unusual for a DA in one county in another state to say no extradition to New York when the suspect is murdered in New York. He's only stabbed in Arizona. So that's quite a statement that the Arizona Maricopa County DA made there. Now, when we come back, one of the nuttiest trials that we've seen in a while is this Rebecca Grossman case. Rebecca Grossman is the socialite, wealthy woman who prosecutors say ran over and killed two young boys in a crosswalk because she was going 81 miles an hour and she had been drinking and taking Xanax. And this wacky attorney that he has, that she has, Tony Busby, has tried to say that the boyfriend that Rebecca Grossman was running around with, he hit the boys first. So, there's no evidence of that at all. But Tony Busby just keeps repeating it over and over again. You know, that's what you do with propaganda. The thing is, Rebecca Grossman, you would think, would want to testify and say, hey, it wasn't me. It was the boyfriend, Scott Erickson. I know I was there. I saw it. She wouldn't testify on her behalf. Why not? She's got the truth. She's the primary witness. Her attorney has this crazy theory. We're going to talk with Corbin Carson. He was in court today. That's next. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.